Hello and welcome once again to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Saturday of the 12th week in Ordinary Time, June 27th, 2026. And our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, where he writes, "When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, 'Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully.' He said to him, 'I will come and cure him.' The centurion said in reply, 'Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed.'" There are moments in the gospel when a few words reveal an entire soul. The centurion in today's gospel speaks only briefly, yet the church has repeated his words at every mass for centuries. "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed." The centurion stands before Jesus as a man of authority. Soldiers obey his commands. Servants respond immediately to his voice. He understands power, discipline, and command. Yet when he comes before Christ, he does not approach with pride. He approaches with humility. That humility is what moves the heart of Jesus. The centurion does not demand a miracle. He does not presume he deserves one. He simply trusts. Somewhere deep within him, he recognizes that Jesus possesses an authority unlike any earthly authority. He senses that Christ's words alone carry the power of God himself. And so he says one astonishing thing: "Only say the word." There is contemplative depth in those words. The centurion does not need visible proof. He does not insist that Jesus come physically into his home. He does not ask for signs or demonstrations. He trusts the invisible action of grace. Most of us live the opposite way. We often want God to explain himself. We want immediate answers, visible changes, emotional reassurance, and certainty about outcomes. We want to see before we trust, yet faith often grows in hiddenness. God's deepest work usually happens quietly, beneath the surface of our lives. The centurion teaches us the spirituality of surrender. He entrusts someone he loves into the hands of Christ and then releases control. That is difficult for us because love makes us cling tightly. When someone we love is suffering, physically, emotionally, or spiritually, we desperately want to fix things ourselves. We carry anxiety like a burden strapped to our chest. We rehearse conversations. We fear the future. We try to manage outcomes. But the centurion simply brings the suffering servant to Jesus. Alone is prayer. Sometimes the most powerful prayer is not eloquent language, but simple placement. "Lord, here is the person I love. Here is my wounded heart. Here is my fear. Here is my paralysis. Only say the word." The gospel says the servant was paralyzed, suffering dreadfully. Paralysis is not only physical. Many souls become spiritually paralyzed. Some people are unable to move beyond grief. Others are trapped in shame, addiction, bitterness, anxiety, or despair. Some have silently stopped hoping altogether. And often we carry hidden paralysis ourselves. We know what goodness looks like, but we cannot seem to move towards it. We long to pray, but feel numb. We desire peace, but remain restless. We want to trust God, yet fear keeps tightening its grip. The beautiful truth of this gospel is that Christ is not repelled by paralysis. He moves towards it. Jesus immediately responds, "I will come and cure him." Notice the tenderness of those words. Christ is always willing to enter the places we are ashamed to show him. The centurion feels unworthy to receive Jesus under his roof, yet Jesus desires to come anyway. That is the mystery of grace. God already knows the conditions of the house. He sees the disorder. He sees the wounds. He sees the hidden fears and compromises and weaknesses, yet he still desires to come. Contemplative spirituality begins precisely here, not in pretending to be holy, but in allowing Christ to enter honestly into our poverty. The saints understood this deeply. Holiness is not self-perfection. It is radical openness to God. Soul slowly becomes transformed, not by striving anxiously to appear worthy, but by remaining available to divine love. This is why the centurion's words became part of the Eucharistic liturgy. Right before communion, we repeat them together. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. At that moment, the roof is not merely a building. It is the soul itself. And every communion becomes another moment where Christ desires to enter our poverty with healing grace. There is also something deeply moving about the centurion's concern for his servant. In the ancient world, servants were often treated as disposable property. Yet this man intercedes compassionately for one who suffers beneath his authority. His heart reflects mercy. True authority always bends towards compassion. In God's kingdom, greatness is measured not by dominance, but by love. The centurion's greatness comes not from military rank, but from humility, faith, and mercy. Perhaps today we are invited to stand beside him, not pretending strength, not hiding our wounds, not demanding certainty, simply standing before Christ with open hands and saying, "Lord, I am not worthy," but only say the word. And maybe the deepest healing begins the moment we finally trust that his word is enough. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I come before you with the humility of the centurion, aware of my weakness and my need for grace. So much within me remains wounded, fearful, and paralyzed. Yet I trust in the power of your word. Enter the hidden rooms of my soul. Heal what I cannot heal myself. Strengthen those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. Teach me to surrender those I love into your care. When I feel unworthy, remind me that you still desire to come near. When I am restless, teach me quiet trust. When I cling to control, help me realize everything and release everything into your hands. Only say the word, Lord, and my soul shall be healed. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each day to my hermitage, where we break open the Word of God and apply its meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.